AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More questions about the attempt on former President Donald Trump's life at a rally in Pennsylvania. ABC News Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
ABC News discovering new details suggesting Crooks was meticulous in designing several suspicious devices found in his vehicle and residence. The devices had a remote control aspect, intricate wiring and chemicals, though it remains unclear how effective or dangerous they may be.
The Republicans, meantime, in a show of unity in Milwaukee last night, Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis, and Vivek Ramaswamy all spoke at the Republican National Convention. Praising Donald Trump, tonight, vice presidential pick J.D. Vance will deliver his nomination acceptance speech. President Biden will be meeting with members of a Latino civil rights organization in Nevada today. Yesterday, he addressed the NAACP convention and did an interview with BET. There's a new government in the U.K., King Charles delivering a speech to the new parliament that was written by new Prime Minister Keir Starmer. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee's police chief is defending five officers from Columbus, Ohio, who shot and killed a homeless man outside the convention perimeter yesterday. Jeffrey Norman says Samuel Sharp Jr. was threatening another homeless man with a knife.
Someone's life was in danger. These officers, who are not from this area, took upon themselves to act to save someone's life.
Homeless advocates demanded investigation. Wisconsin U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde is going after President Biden and Senator Tammy Baldwin on foreign policy, immigration, the high cost of living, and crime.
Biden and Baldwin have failed. President Trump and I will get the job done.
Hovde delivered a primetime speech at the convention last night. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. The mayor made it clear it's either a $22 million referendum or $6 million in cuts. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway offered two long-term budget proposals at the Common Council meeting last night. She says the quality of life here in Madison is so high, more people are moving here.
That costs money. It means that we need to hire people to carry out those services, and we need to pay their salaries and their benefits. We need to give them the tools that they need in order to do their work.
The school district has already approved a referendum to go on the ballot in November, and the city may be likely to do the same. And an update on that storm in Grant County, it tore the roof off a classic family-owned supper club. The National Weather Service confirms it was an EF1 tornado that did all that damage in Keeler. We've had such an unusual tornado season. At last count, that makes it 41 tornadoes statewide in 2024. Last year, we only had 21. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Bucks lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks now 0-3 in summer league play after losing 112-97 to the LA Clippers. Meanwhile, the Bucks have added free agent shooting guard Gary Trent Jr. from the Toronto Raptors. Patrick Beverley is leaving the NBA. He's going to play in the Israeli League next season. Baseball, the All-Star game with another win for the American League. They won 5-3 last night in Arlington. NFL, the Packers quarterbacks and rookies reporting to camp today in Green Bay, the first practice Monday. CEO Mark Murphy asked if he's getting concerned about reaching an agreement with quarterback Jordan Love. Murphy praised his vice president of finance, Russ Ball.
You know, I tell you, we are very fortunate. Yeah, we have probably one of the best people in the league in terms of salary cap management and negotiating contracts. And Russ Ball, he's been around the league forever, and I'm very confident that we'll be able to get a deal done.
That's the Packers president and CEO Mark Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have a really nice stretch of days coming up here for the rest of the week. Today, mostly sunny, 75 our high this afternoon. Tonight, clear all the way down to 53. Tomorrow, sunny, 75 by Friday. Sunshine with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
This is Chad Spate. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as Trigney Olson and Pat Kreitlow joins us for the Republican National Convention, Wisconsin Media Row. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
I'll start by making one thing perfectly clear.
Ooh.
Donald Trump has my strong endorsement, period.
You knew that was coming.
Boo.
She got booed until... Okay,
she got booed.
Here's my favorite thing. Were you watching her body language? She was literally shaking her head no when she said that. No, my soul says no.
No. It's like when actors say "I love you" and they go like this. It's like they're an actor; they're not. They don't mean it.
Go watch the clip. She's literally shaking her soul.
Yeah,
is
your
shaking
body
her
language
head.
Always her, says the truth.
Yes, her something. You know, her soul that Quato. What's
Quato?
No, something
Quato.
Something
Quato.
That is deep still that has died, but's inside her. Making her shake her head no when she said
her
I
conjoined twin that she
my
ate
strong,
in utero.
Strong endorsement.
It's her conjoined twin.
If you're watching on Free Speech TV, it'd be like me saying Chris Lavoie is always right. He really is. See, I'm shaking my head. No, if you're just listening on the radio. Okay. Oh, and who else spoke? Rat hair. Marsha Blackburn.
Oh, yeah,
so you know what?
Like, oh, DeSantis did too.
We're getting Tennessee State Representative Gloria Johnson, right? Mm-hmm. Of this Tennessee 3 mm-hmm. on the show today.
She's running against Marsha.
Go, Gloria. Let's go, Glow.
And
okay.
DeSantis spoke yesterday too.
Yeah. How'd that go? Take the knee?
Yeah.
Did you see everyone's wearing Kotex on the rear now?
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah, but it's not a cult.
No.
Literally, they're interviewing every... We were joking about it yesterday.
We were.
They're all wearing a Kotex on their rear.
Mm-hmm. It's a new fashion trend.
This is the most ridiculous party in the history of parties. Mm-hmm. And then they talk about Law and Order because they're, you know, about to nominate...
Yeah.
You know, they don't nominate... I'm sorry, they just did nominate the felon. Mm-hmm. Who's going to let all the criminals from January 6th out of... Mm-hmm. Okay, and scene. Why are you, what is that Mona Lisa smile this morning? Is there something happening that
no.
I'm not aware of?
No.
Okay.
He does look a little guilty.
He does something. He's either done something or he's planning something.
No. I'm just thinking, if a Democrat had been winged and had to wear a bandage, Democrats would do the exact same thing at a convention.
No, they wouldn't.
Yes, they absolutely.
No, we're not. We're not a cult. We're not sheep. Oh my God!
I don't think so.
And also, thank you, everybody. You know what? It takes everyone a couple days to catch up with us.
I know.
What? Mainstream media? Oh my God! First of all, the new polling have come out. The race is still tied.
Yep.
So stop with your Biden's going to drop 10 points and Trump has it won now because of the assassination attempt. Oh my God! The debate. Blah blah blah. It's the same. It's the same. It's tied, essentially. Oh, I'm in a state
yeah,
already.
What is,
But I just know this is just a perfect example. They keep bullying and pestering President Biden, particularly about medical records. Nobody, thank you. There's a whole, the one story at least about where the are Trump's, right? Like, we just give him a pass on everything. And as everybody says, like you said yesterday, Jody, he clearly was on the golf course and there's a picture with no bandage.
Right.
And there he is with this giant, ridiculous Kotex on his ear.
Yeah.
At the, and it just nobody, nope. No reporters asking anything.
Nope.
72 hours after the attempted assassination, this is a huge national event.
Right.
In the middle of another campaign. The campaign nor his doctors have released any relevant information about the extent of his injuries, any update on the health of a 78-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Nor have Americans been told the extent of his injuries, how serious they were, if they were caused by a bullet, shrapnel, or shards of glass. There was reporting it might have been a piece of the teleprompter. You know, Eric Trump said, my father got shot at. Somebody took off half his ear.
No, they didn't.
Okay. So anyone on to ask, can you take that bandage off so we can see what's... I mean, seriously. He is... Look at the golf course. It's the same ear. Mm-hmm. He has nothing on his... Okay. Blah, blah, blah. Right. This other, well, here's another... One reporter said, why is Trump hiding medical report, ear imagery? Where are the bullet forensics of the shooter to Trump and three victims? Where was Trump and what was he doing for 10 days prior to the shooting? Where was the shooter in the past month? Way more questions than answers still, right? In the rush to make him some sort of hero, right? One professor said, I am in no way saying anything wasn't as it seemed, but we can at least get an, can we at least get an official medical report on Trump's ear? Michael Steele, thank you, of all people, said you would think someone would inquire about Trump's medical report if for no other reason than Trump has not provided any medical updates or information. Neither has the hospital that treated him. Outside of Trump telling us he's fine, how severe was the wound? Did he lose part of his ears? How long for recovery? Will the wound require cosmetic surgery?
Right.
What about reports that may not have been a bullet which wounded him, but glass from a shattered teleprompter? I mean, isn't it fair to ask? Trump released the medical records. What was the extent of the injury? Is he healing? How is his health? What did the doctors say? This is a 78-year-old man who survived a shooting who is running for president. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you and thank you. I thought we were the only ones. But no, he just gets a pass on that too, right? Mm-hmm. While we go right on with those, some Democrats want to slow down the nomination, Joe Biden, because, everybody's Lucy this morning. Okay.
The only Vance we like is Ethel.
Yes. Where is she now? I mean, I know where she is. But
and
I'm
Deborah Vance.
Yes.
From Hacks.
Oh, love
right.
Deborah
oh,
Vance.
Yeah.
So
oh,
there you go.
God. Absolutely.
So they're more they're better Vances than
yes,
TV.
He could have picked better Vances.
Any better Vance. She, almost any Vance would have been better than that douchebag. Sunday Divine said pollsters are puzzled why Trump didn't get a post-shooting bump after someone in the Republican Party tried assassinating him. Yeah, what? I've so had it, Jody, with the whatever common wisdom. You know, everybody was like, oh, Biden's going to drop 10 points after that debate.
Oh, he's going to win. And Donald's got
Trump,
it.
This is the day. Did Van Jones say this is the day Trump truly became president when he got shot at?
He's gross. He bothers me sometimes.
Sometimes he doesn't, but that it's bothersome. Newsweek, Donald Trump has not received a poll boost in the first presidential election survey conducted since the failed assassination attempt. I just, oh my God. What did Dino Badala say yesterday, right? No, Trump is still going to lose. Save this tweet. Just everybody calm down. Calm down!
People are mad at Adam Schiff.
Honestly,
yeah, somebody tell Adam Schiff.
I know. Everyone's, by the way, I don't have the power people think I do. Everyone's,
I think you
like,
do.
Could you call Rob Reiner? Could you call it? I'm saying, no. Are you kidding?
They are independent people with independent opinions.
Yes. And we are a big tent.
Right.
Okay.
You just don't happen to agree with them on this thing.
But what am I, Commissioner Gordon? What the people? I don't have a giant phone. Oh, hang on. Let me. Just,
if we did, you know how many people we could get.
Right.
Let me get Nancy Pelosi on the horn.
You know how many people we could get booked if you had that phone?
Why do people go through me? Your mother, Carol Burnett, went through me.
She didn't have
Tomlin's,
the number.
To get Lily Tomlin's number?
She didn't have her number.
What?
I knew you did.
You didn't say no to her.
This is me. Of course not.
So you're... You're available to be reached.
Tomlin asked me, can you tell Nancy Pelosi? I'm like, oh, yes. All right. But wait a minute. Can we just get a big prop phone so people think I can just call anybody immediately?
I know what to get you. I know what you're getting for your birthday.
Would you rather have a prop phone or a TriCaster?
Chris Lavoie, I would like the
Would you rather a prop phone or a TriCaster?
Would I like what?
A prop phone or a TriCaster?
You there. Reverse the Earth's gravitational pull. Raise the tides. Lower the tides, I mean.
Aw.
Well, you know, from my entrance, we know that I control everything. I control the vertical.
Let's get one thing straight and we'll get along fine. Mm-hmm. My entrance. Lights first, then music, then the door, then the carpet. If a mistake is made, someone's head will roll. Would you like to guess whose?
Okay.
Mine?
No.
I'm in charge of
probably
the lights.
Mine.
I don't even have power over you two.
Yeah.
I've got nothing.
My head won't roll, but I'll have a stapler-shaped bruise on the side of my head.
Yeah. One of these years, I'm going to connect.
He can duck pretty fast.
I throw like a girl.
Yeah. My training for ducking is when somebody curses.
And yeah, he can do it very quick. Uh-huh.
Because I was a really good junior dyke third baseman, I must say, in Lockport, New York. So
softball? Wow. Yeah. Who'd have guessed?
Who'd have guessed? Who'd have thunk it?
Weird.
Shut up, pillow princess.
Yeah, well.
Shut up, gay for pay.
Exactly.
Jodie played did a movie where she played a gay.
For money.
Whore! Who's our favorite whore? Okay.
You played straight in a movie.
See? Yes.
Okay.
I played straight in any movie I've ever done.
You've never played gay in a movie.
I played straight in life for quite a few years.
Well, yeah, I did. I was there for it.
That's just the the totality of my acting today. I like penis. I'm like Nikki Haley. I totally endorse penis. Shaking my head.
Well, one of your most famous lines was Bone King.
Bone King? Yes, Carol Leifer wrote that.
Yeah.
She's a delight. Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, God. All right. Jody, help me. I can't look at him. I know. She's doing a Mona Lisa smile. What did I do? What is going on that this has not been quieted yet? I don't know how many more times. And again, can I just say, I've said this. I'm down with whatever Joe Biden decides. I love Kamala Harris. But I just don't get this.
I don't either.
I don't know what else he has to do. It's just, okay.
I guess the convention is his last hurrah. When he speaks at the convention?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like, again, maybe we haven't reached pommel horse yet, but I feel like he's passed pretty much every test.
Mm-hmm.
That they keep, like, throwing up, and okay. All right.
Oh, you poor little thing.
It's okay, Steffi.
There.
My love and light, Lawrence O'Donnell. He's so snuggly. I snuggle right up next to him Saturday night.
He's good with snark.
He took a swipe at the RNC, because here's the other thing. I feel like I mentioned this yesterday, is that Democratic panic's only going to get worse, as it does every time there's a Republican convention, because everyone goes, oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, they're saying all these mean things about Biden, and oh, my God, Donald Trump's going to be, eh. By the way, how's their unity message going?
Not so well.
No.
Anyway, but you know what I mean? Because, you know, the candidate generally gets a bump after their convention. And
that
blah,
makes
blah,
sense.
Blah, and oh, my God, he's Jesus, and they're crowning him. He's Kotex Jesus. By the way, I don't know if many people know this. During the crucifixion, Jesus said, can I get my shoes? Let me get my shoes. Can I get my shoes? It's almost into the jerky. What is the bit? I got to get my shoes and my glasses.
I need my glasses.
Hang on. Glasses.
I can't get in the car yet.
Should I bring all my shoes?
By the way, did you see his lips falling out of the shoes when they threw him off the stage? He's such a fraud. He is not the height they said he is, nor the weight. Okay, that's not important now. Here's what's important. Wow. My boyfriend, Lawrence O'Donnell. See, there I am playing straight again. But I am for Lawrence.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, you're gay for
You're
pay.
Fluid for some
yeah,
people.
I'm fluid for Lawrence. And who isn't, really? Okay. But he pointed out that the RNC, it's a very low-rated convention for Trump. He said, I think it's one of the reasons he went there. He did everything he could to pump up Monday night's ratings that are lower than the Monday night ratings of his 2016 convention. Mm-hmm. So everyone is like, this common wisdom is, oh, this assassinate, he's pretty much won it. Now. I mean, first of all, how smug is he acting like he's already won this?
Mm-hmm.
And I think he thinks he is Jesus at this point. Okay. There's enough of those comparisons and signs. And yeah, less than 10% of ardent Trump voters decided I'm going to watch this thing. I've written episodes of drama series that have gotten bigger ratings. He was referring to West Wing. He said, I used to get 20 million people routinely on Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock. So it just, it's just what a, I can't, I literally thought we made a joke about everyone wearing maxi pads.
We did make a joke yesterday.
And you are, as usual, Chris, wrong. Democrats would not wear coattails on their ear.
I don't think so either.
We are not a cult. We are not like a oh my God.
They would out of solidarity.
No, we would not.
No.
No, we would not. No.
Yeah.
Remember they all wore the remember they wore the purple band-aids to mock John Kerry? Because they're so the party of the military.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Law and Order.
Oh, I wore my there's a theme this week. You can find all of these at stephaniemiller.com. This is the Republicans. They really are that horrible T-shirt that is available, just in case you had any doubt. Okay, we have some man meat. We have a Gloria Johnson sandwich in the middle of Bob Seska, Carlos Alzraki man meat. So there.
And we'll have Malcolm tomorrow.
Yes. Oh, right. Malcolm is traveling. Oh, I can't say where. You never can say where
he's traveling today.
Yes. I almost blurted out where he is. I'd be a terrible spy.
Way to go. Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, sorry.
You did keep it quiet about Lawrence O'Donnell in Boston, though.
I did, and I almost exploded. I almost spontaneously combusted. And then that all built up.
And then
he couldn't do it at the last minute. I was like, oh, I'm all backed up.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. I have to have some America Strikes Back sex later. Okay. What?
Oh, what?
I don't know.
Are you okay?
I don't think
she
is.
I'm really not okay. How many years did it take to answer that question? 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick. Oh, God, I could not. I could not.
Do you hear that new one?
Is my kick any more feeble? What are you, the mainstream media? You've decided that I'm too old and feeble and I must step down?
He started that on Monday.
It's my little leg.
Well, my boink is next to my punch, so I actually have to hit boink. And it was
I would like my full kick like Morning Kick. Thank you. That's the other leg.
Yeah.
Trailing. Listen, it does. It superpowers my hikes, my bikes, my weightlifting every week. I love it, love it, love it. Oh, my God, the strawberry lemonade. I haven't even seen. I'll find out today. We find out on Wednesdays how long our bike ride is on Saturday with my club. So, right, I know how much a morning kick to bring. I'm telling you, I've extolled its virtues to all my bike club because I'm telling you, I'm riding faster. I am doing better. Morning kick nourishes my body, supports my gut health, boosts my energy, helps me feel more youthful. It's been superpowering the big lie here at the Stephanie Miller Show since I was, you know, young. Okay, roundhouseprovisions.com, type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, you get 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
I think you are filth. I think you are scum.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com. OMG, I am so excited about our new sponsor, Cook Unity. These are ready-cooked meals. You want to know my first six? Grilled mahi-mahi with oyster mushrooms and steamed rice. Vegan rigatoni pesto. Four cheese ravioli with cherry tomatoes and spinach. Hang on. Climate-friendly chickpea and quinoa bowl. Classic salad nichois. Lemon-baked tilapia. I don't have time to cook. These, you just pop them in the microwave, bam, you're done. Go to cookunity.com/liberal. You will not believe the quality and the quantity of different choices that you have. Whatever you need, vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, whatever you love, they have a delicious dish. Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week, and it's cheaper than other delivery options. So delicious and no cooking required. I love that on work nights for me. Go to cookunity.com/liberal or enter the code liberal before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code liberal or going to cookunity.com/liberal.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to share a tip I got from Professor Harold Pollack and Helene Olin, who wrote a practical and easy-to-read financial advice book called The Index Card. I really like this book. This isn't one of the book's big lessons. This is just a quick trick that helped Harold go through his monthly expenses and cut back his spending. Here it is. Look at your bank and credit card statements like somebody stole your card. Somebody else is spending your money. I mean, you can understand why this person needs food and gas, but why are they blowing $15 a month of your money on a mobile hotspot that you're pretty sure they never ever use? Is there anything like that you can cancel or cut back on? Boom! That wild spending, card thief version of you just helped you slim down your spending. And that is today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube and take good care.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Ball.
Stephanie Miller.
Nikki Haley, Mitch McConnell, come on over on the Stephanie Miller Show. We'll boo you as well.
Boo.
Like, I'd give you a Snoopy boo.
But also, you'll get a free wedgie and a couple swirlies. So come on over. It's fun. Okay, Chris.
Yeah, uh-oh.
Who said, as we move forward in uniting our nation after the horrific events on Saturday, this dismissal of the lawless indictment in Florida should just be the first step. There should be, all of the witch hunts should be dismissed.
Joseph Goebbels.
Yeah. Oh, close. That was a good guess. That was really close.
That was
super
a good
close.
Guess.
No, that was America's Hitler, as J.D. Vance said.
Mm-hmm.
We're never going to mention Trump without saying America's Hitler,
right.
As J.D. Vance says.
Right.
Also, what else did he say, idiot?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Nikki Haley also. What did he? We have a string of things she said. Do we have?
Yeah, Joe. We have them somewhere. I don't know where they are right now, but Joe Scarborough listed a bunch of them this morning, too. So
yeah.
I don't know where they are.
I forget. They
somewhere.
Were pretty. Yeah, pretty.
I'll try to find them.
Yeah. What? Oh, hey. Oh, right. Greatest hits. Hang on. I forget the one of them was. Okay. It's fantastic. What a spineless, cowardly party. Okay. This is, by the way, obviously the Unity Convention is off to a good start. This was Trump's, this is a statement from the bassinet this morning, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this was in response. Yeah. Oh, by the way, hooray for President Biden talking about sweeping reforms to the Supreme Court. Yes. You don't think that's going to mobilize our base? Yes. Okay. Including an enforceable code of ethics. The baby, let's see, what did baby tweet?
The radical left Democrats are desperately trying to play the ref by calling for an illegal and unconstitutional attack on our sacred United States Supreme Court. The reason these communists are so despondent is their unlawful witch hunts are failing everywhere. The Democrats are attempting to interfere in the presidential election and destroy our justice system by attacking their political opponent, me.
You favorite president!
Me. I'm glad that he always has to remind us because I didn't know who he was talking about. Okay. And our honorable Supreme Court honorable.
We have to fight for fair and independent courts to protect our country. MAGA 2020. Ow! I need another Kotex.
Bob says you next.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There's more at stake in Wisconsin than just the top of the ticket. With new legislative maps, Republican strategist Keith Gilks says it will take high-quality local candidates to win.
People from the community know their community, have connections to their community, and know how to go out there and win races.
Gilks spoke at a luncheon yesterday put on by WISP Politics and the Marquette Law School. Congressman Derek Van Orden is making news again for getting into a confrontation. Prairie du Chien Republican accuses an anti-war protester of assaulting him in downtown Milwaukee yesterday. Members of Code Pink say Van Orden started it, but he tried to shove past an activist. Milwaukee police say they're looking into it. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We have an update on that controversial plan for an apartment building on Old Sauk Road. Residents have waged a long fight back. The Plan Commission approved the zoning proposal, but neighbors managed to get enough signatures for an appeal. So last night, the Common Council had to decide whether to uphold that appeal and overturn the Plan Commission's decision. One of residents' biggest objections, that area is already prone to flooding, and the development could make that worse. Resident Rebecca Green.
Major storm water issues are created. Egregiously, Stonehouse's plan requires discharging water onto the property of a neighboring landowner.
It was a tight vote. 8 alders voted to overturn the zoning plans, but 11 voted to keep them. And a reminder that there's concerts on the square tonight. You can expect added traffic and street closures downtown. Tonight's performance is Trumpet Squared, featuring pieces from Haydn and Vivaldi. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson for WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have a really nice stretch of days coming up here for the rest of the week. Today, mostly sunny, 75 our high this afternoon. Tonight, clear all the way down to 53. Tomorrow, sunny, 75 by Friday. Sunshine with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
At Fleet Farm, we know every sunny day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday fishing gear from Rapala, Berkeley, and Minn Kota. Everyday grilling goods from Weber, Kingsford, and Blackstone. Everyday camping gear from Coleman, Yeti, and Eureka. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the Hump Day RNC MKE 2024 edition. Devils Advocates, join the Maggie Dawn Show at 3 and do it live from Milwaukee.
The Devils Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
Visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Thank you.
justice for victims, and we put criminals where they belong, in
what
jail.
Now? Really?
That's why we need to elect President Donald J. Trump.
Wow, wow. Cognitive dissonance?
Yeah.
You're about to... he just nominated a felon.
Yeah, she said
who wants to let all the other felons out.
She wants to put them all in jail, but except for
right,
this guy.
Right, yeah. Well, if you really were the party of law and order, your nominee would be unavailable at present. Okay. I need some man meat, please. Speaking of dreamy, hunky men, why, Bob Seska joins us now.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special broadcast.
You're cute. I love you, Bob Seska.
Bob is calling us from Washington.
You Seska thing.
Go ahead.
Washington, D.C.
Just follow me.
Hi. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Stephanie. I have a news hangover. It's just too much news.
Yes. our fire hose of news has combined with our tennis ball machine of news. We're just like swatting furiously.
I mean, did like Aaron Sorkin take too much meth or something and then write this news cycle?
I will ask Lawrence O'Donnell next time I see you.
That's right. And are we not all just grappling on to Lawrence O'Donnell right now? We're just all like hanging
on. Oh, I physically did. Physically koala'd on him.
I saw, and we were, Kimberly and I were here just so jealous because we wanted to be in that booth with all of you that night with Lawrence O'Donnell. And just say, please tell us it's going to be okay, Lawrence.
Yeah. Well, you and Kimberly have been, you know, as like all of us, steadfast about what the are we doing? Same as Lawrence has been saying, you know, this close to the convention. And it hasn't stopped, Bob, despite all the news. Like now it's like, oh, you know, just Democrats are still panicked and blah, blah, blah. I mean, you know, and as I've said, I've gone on record. Whatever Joe Biden decide, he is the only one in it. I know we all have to say none of us know what's going on behind the scenes.
Right.
You know,
right.
I don't know. I mean, by the way, if he ever decided to step down, whether it's now or when he gets reelected and what I'm all for passing the torch to Kamala Harris. So I'm not, you know, but it's just
of course.
Right. But I just don't. We talked about that I don't think a scrappy Irishman from Scranton, first of all, have you noticed he's not taking very well to being asked to quit? Scrappy Irishman from Scranton don't quit.
Yeah.
But and that's the other reason I don't know that he would resign, because we were saying that would be the only other way that you would stop this stupid fantasy football and how about this person and that person and the rightful person who's Kamala Harris.
And he'd have to wait for a filibuster-proof Senate to do that.
But Bob, what do you?
And of course,
every
time there's another outlier poll, everyone's screaming about it all over social
polls
media.
Polls are tied.
It's the end of the world as we know it. Yeah,
right.
And you got to look. What have we been talking about all along here? The polls individually are janky. You really have to start focusing on the aggregators, the ones that are putting all of the polls through, an algorithm, and then combining that. 538 in particular combines that with fundamentals, which is the state of the economy, how people perceive issues and their own lives and their own financial situation. And in that regard, they're showing Joe Biden more competitive than ever. I mean, Joe Biden is doing better now than he did, you know, more than a month ago, according to that metric and according to that model. And so and then, of course, you know, there are lots of people who know many, many things about how elections work, who are talking to people on the ground and are really, really confident about Joe Biden's chances in this election, as am I.
Right.
Because there are factors in all of this. I mean, we've seen have we not watched the last 10 days of news or the last 2 weeks plus of news where things are changing so rapidly and new developments are occurring? Joe Biden's rolling out new policies left and right. I mean, between wanting to cap rents at 5%, which is an incredible move to make if he's able to do it, if he's able to push it through Congress, and there's no reason to doubt that he can because he's done it before. He's pushed many things through this divided Congress.
Yeah.
And so I'm confident in that. Plus, this package of reforms for the Supreme Court is very positive. We're looking at an interest rate cut in September. These are all, you know, when you talk about 538 and that polling aggregator, including the fundamentals, those are the fundamentals. Those are the things that people react to.
Yeah.
And that influences their vote. I'm very, very confident the Biden coalition from 2020 is going to reform. And you're starting to see signs of it now. So that's all positive.
Unemployment 10. Trump left. Unemployment 4.
Right, right.
I'm not great at math.
Granted, Yeah. And granted, Kamala Harris does pretty well in some of the polls against Donald Trump, but that's in a complete vacuum. That's without any scrutiny, any vetting, any news reports, any MAGA noise machines screaming about.
Are you suggesting they would engage in racism or sexism?
How dare you, sir?
Goodness gracious, Bob! Are we unified?
I mean, it's so it would be so unfair to Kamala Harris. It would be so unfair to black leadership across the board to put her in a position where she has to push back against all of this within just 110 days.
Right. Yeah.
That's not nearly enough time. If she had a couple of years to run a normal presidential campaign, I'm extremely confident that she would be victorious and that campaign would be robust and successful. But giving her 110 days, the first black woman presidential nominee from the Democratic Party, that is unfair to her, and it would be unfair to, I think, voters and democracy.
I've said this over and over again, that my best-case scenario has always been the right wing's, you know, worst-case scenario, is that Biden at some point decides to step down and pass the torch, and then she becomes, you know, the first black woman president. She'll do a great job. She'll pick a great vice president. America has time to get used to it. So, ooh, black lady.
Right.
You know, but anyway, again, as we keep saying, Bob, none of us are behind the scenes or know what but at this point, I don't understand. I would understand it, frankly, if Biden had dropped like 10 points, you know, in after the debate or, you know, even this latest thing this past weekend. But it's tied, Bob. It's the same, you know.
Yeah. In fact, he's gaining in many, many polls as well. I mean, in many poll aggregators, too. And so in that regard, that shows the resilience of Joe Biden as a candidate, that he's been able to withstand this intense scrutiny, all these Brutuses lining up to jab him in the back, and
also
he's surviving. That's
also
incredible.
The backlash from people like you and I and the Democrat. That's why I love that our partner for Sexy Liberals, GrassrootsDems.org, because the grassroots Democrats are the ones that nominated him, 14 million of us, you know, so.
Right, and conversely, I'm beginning to think that some of the opposition to Joe Biden coming from the side of the normals is maybe a little astroturfed. Maybe there's an agenda driving some of this, because now it's getting to the point of ridiculousness where it feels like a lot of these people are trying to, they're seeing the polls, they're seeing Joe Biden holding steady in the polls, if not gaining, and they want to deliberately drag that down so that they can have an excuse to, you know, force him out as the nominee, which he's not going to do.
By the way, speaking of, again, double standards in the media, which we talk about all the time, we do our best to bowler, both of us. But,
yes.
But we've been exchanging show bodily fluid since 1904, so you sent us this
Marconi,
Trump talking about,
my favorite thing.
Yes,
I love this.
Yes, about his
JP, life. Right? J.D. Mandel.
What?
Yeah.
His vice presidential running mate is someone named JP J.D. Mandel.
Yeah.
See, no one asks any questions about that. Well, it's Trump. Trump will be Trump. Boys will be boys. Why bother asking him about all of his many, many verbal and mental glitches, including referring to his vice presidential nominee as J.D. Mandel, which sounds like a yacht rock singer from 1978.
I love yacht rock. You retweeted.
So
some of the first time my friend's kids walked in my house are like, oh, my grandma listens to this music. Yeah. Anyway, what's wrong with
J.P. Mandel and the Mandel sisters.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Yeah, that was
Barbara, all of them.
Great variety show.
Barbara.
By the way, so you retweeted Stuart Stevens, who said, few know the real story of international investment banker J.D. Vance, who was mentored by globalist investor Peter Thiel. That's the Peter Thiel who wrote a book with the Putin defender David Sachs that accused women of claiming they've been raped out of belated regret. But since a multicultural rape charge may indicate nothing more than belated regret, a woman might realize she'd been raped the next day or maybe many days later. If Trump picks him, the truth will come out about who Vance really is, and it will be glorious. Well, it already is. I mean, he's trying to erase his rabid anti-choice stuff on his website. His website now, this tells you everything you need to know. It just redirects to Donald Trump's website. Just whatever. I have no independent thought. Whatever he says. Pathetic.
Yeah. I mean, everyone thinks that Donald Trump is some sort of genius of marketing or whatever. J.D. Vance gives Donald Trump nothing. You know why he picked J.D. Vance? Well, Hal Sparks has the best theory about that. Because Trump refuses to have anyone else on the poster who's got a longer name than he has. He has to have the same number of syllables, both one-syllable last names, because Donald Trump is so teeny tiny with his brittle, brittle ego, he can't handle someone up there like Ramaswamy, who would take up most of the poster.
And apparently, Cokie and Gummy are the ones that talked him into J.D. Vance, Don Jr., and I'm Eric. We're like, because he's a young douche bro like they are. Oh, my God. Remember when we had to hear Barack Obama's one qualified to be president because he's only been in the Senate for a minute and blah, blah. Really? J.D. Vance is 39 and been in the Senate for 2 seconds. And
That's right. When I saw that he wasn't even around in 1984, that makes me, the Gen X in me goes, oh,
that's Orwellian.
Can't be for real.
That's Orwellian, I mean, Bob.
He was not around to see Raiders of the Lost Ark in the theater. What's wrong with him? Get off the stage, little boy.
Child.
That's... seriously, I mean, he brings nothing to the table. In fact, all he's going to do is further anger women and drive women out to vote against the Trump-Vance ticket. That's absolutely what's going to happen
even
now. Good job,
farther, it's hard to be more of a Putin, you know, than Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah, well, there's that,
but
too.
He's literally like, just give Ukraine to the, I don't care.
Yep.
Anyway, can I just say thank you for, because you... We thought we were taking crazy pills, and we just said at least other people are starting to talk about this double standard with the medical records, that you're like, there's and this is not conspiracy theory. This is just, you keep demanding Joe Biden do this and do this, and where's this medical record, and what, you know, Buzz Burbank said, that was not, you just said, you retweeted Daily Beast, neither the Trump campaign nor the hospital where he was injured on Saturday in Butler, Pennsylvania has released any information about the former president's treatment, diagnosis, or condition. And you said, to be clear, I'm not disputing the injury. I'm pointing out that Trump's ongoing, compunction to conceal or falsify his medical condition. Why is that? I'm also asking why the press hasn't been briefed by anyone about the injury and treatment. Why the secrecy? And obviously, you can see him on the golf course with no bandage, and then he decided to go with the Kotex look for the
It's, you know, the injury is supposed to have nicked the top of his ear, and he's got the giant bandage covering his whole
head.
Tell me he's not playing this up. I mean, the fact of the matter is that Donald Trump has a long history of falsifying and concealing his medical records. Remember, he dictated his medical report to Dr. Bornstein while sitting out in a limousine outside the doctor's office.
Yeah.
And then for some reason, right as Donald Trump became president, he sent his bodyguard in there, Keith Schiller, I think the guy's name was, to steal all of Donald Trump's medical records from Dr. Bornstein's office. Why is that happening? He sent Ronny Jackson out into the White House press room to lie about Donald Trump's medical status. And now this, the latest report comes from NBC News. They're saying a Trump advisor on Tuesday declined to answer specific questions about the former president's injury, telling NBC News that any statements about Trump's health, his condition, and medical care related to his ear would come directly from the former president.
Oh, of course.
There's a reliable source. Well,
I was going to say, what more reliable source? Yeah.
Dr.
Bornstein, mysteriously.
Yeah,
I was going to say, Dr. Bornstein mysteriously died, much like Ivana.
Yeah. Right.
Or was it
murder?
Sorry, Bob.
And then we heard that Ronny Johnson, as Donald Trump called him a couple of weeks ago, treated Donald Trump, changed the dressing on the ear on the plane to Milwaukee. So another reliable source treating Donald Trump, and we're not getting any information about that. And now it's getting to the point of being suspicious.
Yeah.
Where, why are they concealing this? What are they trying to hide?
And
these are all raising questions. If they want to quash all of the conspiracy theories, they should at least
take the bandage off. Let us see
report from the doctors who treated him on the day.
The hair might be stuck in it.
Oh, maybe for his speech, he'll take it off and it'll start gushing, you know, fake blood, and then he'll hold his hands up and he has stigmatas, you know, and then they'll actually have him on a cross giving his.
But if they gave him stitches, maybe his hair got caught in it.
Oh, okay. Bob, you know, you're a cyclist. You're a cyclist like me, and it reminds me. Remember when Craig used to live here, my buddy, and I was in a boy bike gang. We used to ride, you know. We did. We rode every week, like me and 30-something guys.
Okay.
And I was not aware how they insulted each other. Because I'm just saying Trump looked like a giant see with that Kotex on his ear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But remember, they used to say to each other, if one of them wasn't keeping up, oh, is your tampon loose?
Uh-huh.
Or do you have sand give sand in your vagina? I didn't realize that's how guys insult each other.
See,
so you got a Kotex on your ear?
Some guys.
As I was watching cable news after the event happened, I immediately went to Buckwheat being shot and that Saturday Night Live bit. So as I'm seeing cable news, I keep thinking in my head, life goes on and Texan is there, which was the sponsor when Buckwheat got shot on Saturday Night Live. That's my twisted brain, and I think four other people get what I'm talking about.
We get it. I hadn't even heard this J.D. Vance quote. Wow, the circle of suckery is complete. Donald Trump is as healthy as anybody I've ever met. I tell him all the time he has ridiculous genes.
Ridiculous,
yes,
right?
Trump was born with a ridiculous gene, as you said, Bob.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes, that's right. Scientists have identified the ridiculous gene, and they've traced it directly to Donald Trump.
It's the gene that makes you think you're going to look tough with a Kotex on your ear.
Yes, I mean, what else explains Don Jr. and Eric? They've both got the ridiculous gene, too. Mm-hmm. They're loaded with ridiculous genes.
I just picture Clint Eastwood turning to the side. Do I have five or six? See this Kotex on my ear? Okay.
They're handing those things out. You see the guy on the floor of the convention wearing just a square of like an index card on his ear.
The reporter's like, is that an envelope? Did you make that in the hotel room or what?
Yes, the cosplay around Donald Trump. I mean, Lynn Wood, the guy, remember Lynn Wood actually dresses like Donald Trump with the hat and the overcoat and the red tie and the.
We haven't even gotten the dead brain room guy on the phone with Trump. Oh my God. So, our Bobby Kennedy Jr., they're talking anti-vax lunacy.
It's mainly just Donald talking.
And also Trump saying, we're going to win. I'm like, there's no conspiracies. It's all out in front. There's Bobby Kennedy with Steve Bannon and Mike Flynn and Roger Stone and Trump calling him. I mean, I just am like, oh, my God.
Oh, and by the way, I am entirely certain that Melania Trump's statement was written by ChatGPT. There's no doubt. If you read it, I mean, is it me or was it weird? It was weird. There were a lot of weird things that she said in that statement. It was a page and a half. And it was very clear. Yeah, it was the written equivalent of those janky, AI images that we see that have six fingers weird mouths and askew eyeballs. And, it was just very, very odd.
Latka from Taxi into it,
Yeah, they rang out. She said they tried to ring out his passion, which I don't understand what that means. Yeah, and she misspelled ring. ChatGPT misspelled ring because it's WRING.
But it was regarding the being of the best, wasn't it? The being of the best.
No. Well, she's got a history, too. She plagiarized two Michelle Obama's.
Be best.
I mean, not once, but twice. She did it twice.
Be best.
Like, well, no one noticed the first time, so I'll just do it again. Aww. No one will notice then. But of course, everyone noticed.
That was my original sexy liberal bit, as I did her giving a speech that it quoted every famous president in history. It was her.
Perfect, yes.
Ask not what you can do for the yard country. Okay, love you, Bob Seska. We're really late because I love you so much. Goodbye.
Bye.
Yes. Bob Seska Show is essential to America. Mm-hmm. 51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by me, thriving. Look at me.
You look at me.
This is a difficult news cycle.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
I'm having a hard
life.
Yes, in general. But let me just say, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming. It is not just your mind that suffers, right? When you're feeling tense and anxious, right? Your digestion, your immune system. Oh. I don't know about you, but we're having an uptick in COVID out here in
we are.
LA. I'm telling you, it helps your immune system, your gut. That's where all my goes, as you know. Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to your frazzled nerves and say hello, new chill
you.
Hello. It's an exclusive mood-lifting blend. It's actually proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier. I ditched my Sammy. I'm taking this now. And for next-level mood and immune support, I love my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics. It is helps you, banish bloat and get that more of that happy hormone going. For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com. The promo code is Stephanie. That's like getting a month free. And you can download the Just Thrive episode that we just did and listen to our interview with the founder of Just Thrive, Tina Anderson. That's justthrivehealth.com. The code is Stephanie.
I am shocked and appalled.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
When when it comes to protecting your loved ones, you need a home security system you can trust. SimpliSafe Home Security combines cutting-edge technology, advanced sensors, and cameras guard against threats to your home and family. And with exclusive 24/7 live guard technology, SimpliSafe monitoring agents respond within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, seeing and speaking to intruders to stop them in their tracks. They can even warn them the police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, SimpliSafe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. It's no wonder SimpliSafe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report for 5 years running. Join the countless amount of listeners who found peace of mind with SimpliSafe. Head on over to SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie and save 20% on a new system today. That's SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Go do it now. Get some peace of mind.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
At Uline, they know going the extra mile takes hard work. For companies pushing to go further, Uline will go the distance with you. 24/7, they answer the phone to get you the shipping and industrial supplies you need. Business can move fast. Unexpected large orders, adverse weather, new safety guidelines, and changing economic trends. Uline works hard keeping 41,000 items ready to ship, minimizing detours on your way to the extra mile. Visit uline.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by PowerLife High Impact Protein. I'm going to get that Crystal Boy oiled up and in his posing trunks for a sexy Libra. I swear to God.
I'll do it.
That's a way. He does that whey protein every morning. We watch him. Yep. Jody and I are over here drinking our plant protein. Yep. And our girly flavors, strawberry and vanilla. And he's over there with chocolate. He's like, you know.
Adding peanut butter to
adding it. Adding peanut butter. Doing all sorts of unauthorized things. And Either way, HMB, that's the molecule Tony Horton discovered, and it is helping you build, muscle without sending endless hours at the gym. Go to MyPowerLife.com, type in the code FITNESS, save 30%, and get a 90-day guarantee. MyPowerLife.com, type in FITNESS or text FITNESS to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Tennessee State Representative Gloria Johnson, who's going to kick Marsha Blackburn's ass, coming up, and Carlos L's Rocky.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by the former Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair, Mike Tate, as well as former U.S. Representative from Wisconsin, Scott Klug. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.